your host, Allison Bachman. Hi, thank you so much for joining me this evening on DBS Radio. Hope you all had a great weekend. Now, as always, during the show, I'm going to be taking your calls, whether it's maybe you've got a question you'd like to ask about numerology, or perhaps you would like me to do a reading for you, and I would be happy to do both. And if you would like to learn a little bit more about me, just so you know who I am, I'm not going to go through that every show, but if you just go to the homepage of DBS Radio, you click on the Visible by Numbers icon on that homepage, and I'll tell you a lot about me. You can also visit my website, which is www.visiblebynumbers.com, for more information. So now if you wish to get a reading, I'll give you the toll-free numbers. They are as follows for USA. Call toll-free 1-877-876-5227. And we have a new line for toll-free from Canada. That's 1-888-810-8322. And you can always call the station direct at 530-876-3222. Now, if you do call in for reading, I just want to let you know that what I will do is I'll be able to give you a reading from... Hi there, hold on one second. I'll be able to give you a reading from your date of birth. I'd be happy to do that. It's not a full reading. It just gives us a rather small picture of what your energy is and part of your numerology. A full reading really does take an entire hour or more to get through, but I'd be happy to just at least demonstrate to you the kind of information that your numerology holds for you. We have a caller. Hello? Yes.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's this?
Hi. Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen. I'm taking that you would like me to do a little reading for you.
Yes, I would, please.
Okay, Kathleen, would you mind giving me your date of birth, please?
My date of birth is 12/5/1956.
Okay, let me make sure I've got it right. 12/5/1956, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, if you'll just give me a second, please, and give me a chance to calculate a little bit here. I do want you to know, you spell your name with a K, Kathleen?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
With a K, Kathleen.
Okay, well... Well, first off, the cornerstone or the first letter of your name really does give a big indication to your life path, my dear, because the K is an 11, and it's the 11 in numerology is a very special number. There's three numbers in numerology that signify master numbers. They're the 11, the 22, and the 33. And each one of them has special meaning, and there is a special connotation that goes to having a master number. So I can automatically, just by looking at the K in your name, I see the 11 there, and this says a lot about you. But your life path also comes in as being an 11 life path. So what I'm going to tell you is you have a master life path, and this signifies a great deal of potential for you. And you're probably sitting there, do you know much about numerology, Kathleen?
No, I don't.
Okay, well then I'll try to make it as clear as possible to you. It signifies that you have a very special connection to the spiritual realm, meaning your connection as far as receiving information from the spiritual, from your God, your angels, or whatever it is that you embrace is your theology, that you have this open door, this open communication, and as such, this is very, very psychic energy that you possess, okay? And so I would wager to say that, you know, there have been instances in your life that are somewhat unexplainable, or you know, whether you might have seen things, heard things, felt things, but you definitely have had those voila moments in your life that are unexplainable. And the reason being is you carry with you a lot of master psychic energy. Does that make sense to you, Kathleen?
It does.
Okay, well, you come by it with this 11 life path. Now, there's something about your life path that you are here as a messenger. Perhaps your life is an example that inspires other people. Perhaps in many ways you say things that inspire people. But you really are here to deliver a message of some sort to humanity through what you do. And I don't know if you feel different or if you felt that way from birth, but you were born with this psychic insight, and you possibly have not quite felt quite, you know, like you belonged, or you felt somewhat different.
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen?
Yes.
Is that true?
It is true.
Okay. Now, I will tell you that you're a very, very sensitive person. See, this energy also brings with this desire for harmony, this desire for peacefulness. And it makes you very, very sensitive to your environment and to people around you. And so when you get around people, if you're around positive people with positive energy, they're laughing and they're happy, you feel good. But in the same sense, if you get around people that have very negative or foreboding energy, that you actually can pick up on that as well. You sense your environment. And this not only has to do with people, but it certainly has to do with buildings as well. Like you can maybe even go into a building like a hospital or someplace where it maybe holds a lot of energy that may not be positive. It might be sad energy. And as soon as you walk through the doors, you feel that energy. You're very sensitive to your environment. Empathic is the word that I would use. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I am sensitive.
Okay. And because you're such a sensitive person, you really got to take really good care of yourself because, you know, you're like a sponge that soaks up the energy around you. You read it. You feel it. Definitely you have clairsentience, but you also could have the clairaudience, the clairvoyance. All of the psychic abilities certainly are right there for you with this particular number. And you come in as a role of a peaceful leader. I mean, you're meant to lead, but you're supposed to do it gently, maybe by setting an example for others or by leading in a very sensitive manner. You may have found that many times in your life you've had to assume the role of a diplomat or something along those lines to keep the peace. Does that make sense?
It does. Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
Very good.
Yeah. You may... Also, Kathleen, I'll tell you that you do not like the confrontations or the fights, and consequently, maybe you won't stand up for yourself. Maybe you're going to give in a lot in order so that there isn't any arguments. And you, with someone with your energy, I would suggest that you really got to learn how to stand up for yourself and what you need out of life, not always give in to other people, okay?
Right. All right. That.
Now, if I look at your birthday number, and it's telling me that you're a free spirit here. This five energy says that you can be very flexible and very adaptable. I'm thinking that you might have been a little bit shy as a child, or maybe a little bit not as social as you later in life, more so than earlier. But this five says that you're very multi-talented. You could do many things at one time, that you have a gift with communication, possibly with words and writing. This tells me that you are an intellectual, that you use your mind, you seek out knowledge, you have a very curious energy, and you're very good with people. You're good with talking to people. Does that make sense to you for your birthday number?
Yes, it does.
Wonderful. Good. When I look at your pentacle, well, I'm looking at your challenges, which tells me you're very old soul energy, and I don't know if you believe in reincarnation, but numerology is based upon reincarnation. Whenever we find a master number in a chart and we also see zero challenges, we know that this particular individual is a very old soul. Mostly what this tells me, as far as your challenges in life, you've been dealing with being oversensitive, possibly almost a little bit too emotional. Sometimes like your emotions can overwhelm you and overtake you. Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay. And also, you know, you got to just understand that you are just one of those people that are very deep feeler, very deep feeling person, and that you feel things to extremes, and you do come from the realm of emotions. You're a feeling person. Now, when I look at your pentacles, I can't really see your name because I really wouldn't want you to give me your name on the radio. So I have to just look at these pentacles, and I don't know if you have eights in your name, but the first and the second pentacle are both eights. These are where if I were to take your life path and divide it into four little sections. So when I'm talking about pentacles, I'm dividing your life path up somewhat. The first one being from birth to the age of 34, it's an eight. And this is saying that from the age of birth, 34, certainly you can't go out and make millions when you're a baby, but you are under the very supportive influences for wanting to have a career, and wanting to... maybe get into business or something having to do with finances. It certainly was a time of power and mastery for you. So, you know, if you had eight energy in the upper part of your chart and you had these eight pentacles, it would be very good for you because you would really come into your own power and mastery, and abundance would flow to you, material things flowing to you. And this energy really stays with you up into the age of 43. Now, the ages of 44 to 52, which are, you are in at this time, is 7, and this is very spiritual energy. This is seeking knowledge, seeking out spiritual wisdom, understanding spiritual philosophy. This is working on your soul and your inner self. It's a very good time for learning, but it's also a wonderful time for spiritual growth. And I see that you're in this energy right now. At the age of 53, you switch over to a 6th pentacle, which is telling me you're going to be surrounded by family. And possibly, you know, could be in a matriarch sort of a position where you kind of, you know, are the head of the family, and the family is very important to you and you are very important to them. But this also could be healing work or working with children or working within the community as well. And the final thing I have to tell you is you're in a 7-year this year. This is a 7-month for you as well. Double energy this month. So you know, that spiritual stuff, that psychic stuff is really going to be intense for you during the month of September. And you're really going to pay attention to your dreams. And you may be staring off into space, like being totally ungrounded and you know, meditating without even trying. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, I do.
Okay. So this is a really good month for, like, connecting to the spiritual realm and getting that insight. Any meditation should be really, really good for you this month. This is a great year. Have you noticed that a little bit more for you this year, Kathleen?
Actually, I have, as the year goes on.
Good, good.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Well, that's what I have for you. All that make sense?
I thank you very, very much.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you, Allison.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, I guess I don't have to explain. That's what I can do if you want to call in and give me your date of birth. That's what I can do for you by looking at your date of birth. And what I was saying is, you know, the date of birth tells me so much. But it's really when I look at everything in a chart, which is your full name that was given to you at birth, that's when it all fills in. It fills in all the pictures. It fills in all the information. It gives me 10 times the information when I have all of that information. And when I do a full numerology reading for someone, it generally takes me at least an hour, most often an hour and a half, just to get through the information that's found in a numerology chart. But I'd be more than happy to do that date of birth thing for any and all of you if you want to call in. Again, those numbers, I'm just going to give them real quick. It's 1-877-876-5227. For the USA, for Canada, it's 1-888-810-8322. Now, I want to talk to you guys about the month of September. And it's a very intense month for all of us in September. First off, it's a 9-month. So with it being a 9-month, it brings to us energy which deals with emotions and completions of letting go. It literally, the energy that comes in your numbers in a month or in your year actually brings to you experiences having to do with that energy. Certainly opportunities having to do with that energy. This energy flows in and out of your life, creating experiences for you. And it's really a smart thing to do is to take advantage of the energy and the opportunities that come to you every month. But September is one of those months where you have double energy. Now, why is that? It's a 9-month. In order to calculate your personal month number, you have to add the current calendar month number, September being a 9-month, to your personal year number. So no matter what you add 9 to, the end result is always going to be the original number that you began with. Henceforth, your personal month number and your personal year number are always going to match for all of us. In the month of September, it doesn't matter what day you were born, it doesn't matter what month you were born, it doesn't matter what year you were born. This is true for all of us. So you have double energy coming at you in the month of September. September deals with emotions and completions to begin with. Now we're doubling up on the energy for you personally. Now, I don't know if you're following me so far, but what I can do if you if you like, is I'll tell you really quickly how to calculate your personal year. If you get your personal year, then you will know what number month you are in, and then as I go on with my explanations about what that energy is, you'll be able to follow along. So, to figure out your personal year, the month, obviously, you've got to add up the month plus the day plus the year. So the months are, obviously, January is a 1, February is a 2, March is a 3, April a 4, May a 5, June a 6, July a 7th, August an 8th, September is a 9th. Now, October is a 1. Why? Because you have to reduce to a single digit. So October being a 10 month, you're going to add that 1 plus 2, and you're going to add the 1 plus 0, 1 plus 0 equals 1, and that's how October becomes a 1 month. Now, November is an 11 month, and we do not reduce master numbers. So if you were born in November, your month number is going to be an 11. And December is a 3, because in December it's a 12 month. You add the 1 plus the 2 is a 3. So with that being said, everyone at this point should know what month number you were born in. Now, when you look at the day you were born, you have to, if you're born one on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, obviously, you're just going to write down that single-digit number. When you get into the double digits, you have to add them together, with the exception of an 11 or 22. So if any of you born on the 11th or the 22nd of the month, just simply write 11 or 22. Everyone else that has a double-digit number, you're going to add those two numbers together. So if, let's say you're born on the 23rd, you're going to add the 2 plus the 3, and it's going to equal a 5. And you will know that you're going to write down for your day number, it's going to be a 5. I hope you're following me so far. Now, when we move on to the year, we're talking about the universal year number. So we have to look at 2006. When you add 2006 across, you're adding the 2 plus the 0 plus the 0 plus the 6, which equals an 8. So all of you are going to write down 8 for your personal year number. So now you have the month that you were born, the day that you were born, and everyone's going to be using an 8, and you add that across, and whatever that comes to, if it's a double digit, you're going to reduce it, and that becomes the personal year number that you're in. I'll give you a few examples just to see if you're all following along. If you're born on March 7th, March would be a 3 month. March is a 3 month. 7 is a 7 day, and everyone is using the 8 for their year. Okay? You got it so far? 3 plus 7 and 8 equals 18. 1 plus 8 equals 9, so it's a 9 personal year. Now, let's say you have a master number. Let's say you were born October 11th. October is a 1 month. 11 is a master number. It's not reduced, and everyone is using an 8 year. So you're going to add across. 1 plus 11 plus 8 equals a 20. 2 plus 0 equals a 2. If you were born on October 11th, you're in a 2 year. All right? So if you happen to come up with an 11 or a 22 for personal year, leave it alone. We'll read it as a master number year. Now, if you're confused, don't worry. It's okay. That's what I'm here for, and I would be happy to figure it out for you. If you just want to call in and give me your date of birth, I can figure it out for you. So hopefully some of you that are a little bit more shy and really, you know, don't want to call in and speak with me personally, you figured out what your personal year is. If you know what your personal year is, then you know that September is also that number. So let's say you're in a 6th personal year, okay? If you're in a 6th personal year, usually what happens is you have a lot of duty and responsibility to family. You may have started off this year and you've just found that this has increased. Maybe you've had a sick family member. Maybe your children have needed you a lot more than in other previous years. But it just seems like there's, every time you turn around, you're doing things for family. When you hit September and now you're in a 6th year and you have a 6th personal month, now this energy intensifies. You've got double the 6th energy coming towards you during the month of September. And you can be sure that it's going to increase even further. It's actually going to get even more intense for the month of September. And so the phone will continue to ring, and family will still be calling on you. It could be your children. It could be friends. It could be relatives, brothers, sisters, husbands. But it's a time when you're working with relationships. You're working on care of others. And it's a time, you know, that definitely all issues related to family come in and rather heavily on your shoulders. So that would be just an example if you were in a six personal year, having a six personal month. Now, let's say you have a one, let's start off like, and we'll go through the month. If you're having a 1 year and you're in a one personal month, which we, this would be what would be happening in September, you know, obviously at the beginning of the year, you started new things. You had a lot of energy. You felt as though you wanted to bring in new things into your life. You did a lot of this on your own, meaning it was through individual effort. You did it yourself. You may not have had a lot of support from other people, but you certainly were working tirelessly on your own behalf. It might have been a time that you're very courageous and not really worrying about the future. You're really absolutely just trying to start something new for yourself. Now, if you add in the fact that you're bringing in this one personal month, you might find yourself having a lot of activity coming in having to do with this new project or this new thing that you brought to yourself. You might be feeling a little bit more aggressive, even a little bit more desirous of and determined to bring this new change into your life. And you're just going to have a lot more activity in the month of September having to do with whatever new things you brought into your life in this 1 year. And certainly energy-wise, I mean, this is going to be a month where you're really going to feel like you took your vitamins, because you're really going to feel like you've got high energy during this month in a one-month, one-personal year. Now, if you happen to have a two-personal year, this would be a time when you would be dealing with, you know, bringing about peace and tact and diplomacy and cooperation into your life in almost every aspect of your life, having to do with the family members, having to do with coworkers. You might find yourself in the role of being a mediator more than once or twice throughout the year if you're in a 2 year. It's also a time where things don't seem to be going really quickly. It's kind of a slow year that requires a lot of patience on your part. And trying to force anything to happen is really going to backfire on you. In a 2 year, you might actually start working in a partnership with someone, or maybe your job itself puts you in a backseat role rather than in a primary management or leadership position. But it's a year that you try to keep harmony into your life, and you absolutely try to, you know, play nice, work well with others. It's also a very intensified psychic month. Year, I'm talking about. It's a psychic year. Now, you bring in the 2 months, and now you've intensified all this energy of this 2 year. And it can be quite emotional, because you might find that you're actually oversensitive, because 2 is all about being sensitive, and you actually might have problems with exaggerating your emotions somewhat, or maybe misconstruing what other people have said, or maybe being hurt when no one really intended to hurt you. And so you really want to be aware, if you're in a 2 year, in a 2-personal month, to realize that you can be oversensitive and just protect yourself and try not to get so upset about stuff, but just take it easy and let things go, okay? Just a little bit too much sensitivity when you have 2s with 2s. Now, if you happen to be in a 3 year, this is really the best possible time to make use out of your creative talents and abilities. The time to really use that artistic and creative talent you have, use your imagination. It's a time where you really daydream a little bit, you know, think about what your dreams are, express yourself. And it might be a very social year for you as well, meaning a lot more opportunities to do things with friends and family. You might even have a friend that helps you out with your career if you happen to be in a 3 year. So now we're going to bring in this extra 3 energy with this 3 month of September. And, you know, whenever you're in a 3 year, you do have problems being focused and disciplining yourself to get work done. It's kind of a year where you want to play. So when you bring in the 3 months, now you're bringing in double energy, and you're going to find, boy, I'm even having a worse time of it during the month of September. You know, I'm having more difficulties completing things, getting things done.
you know, it just seems like everything is a little bit harder to get done because you are distracted by perhaps your imagination, perhaps by creative ideas, but for whatever reasons, getting things done is just not your forte in the month of September. So, you know, bear that in mind, and, you know, you got to love the energy. It's time to play. So, you know, smile, enjoy yourself, have fun. It's really not meant for you to get a whole heck of a lot done in the month of September if you're in a three-year, three-month. When we look at the four, you know, this is a time, you're in a four-year, it's a time of hard work. It's getting down to business. It's a time when you actually work harder in your career during this year than any other year in what could be a nine-year cycle. And it's really a time where you've got to be a grown-up. You've got to be practical and down to earth. And you may not have a lot of time for personal pleasure or having the freedom to do things, you know, that are fun. Certainly not time to take a vacation because you just can't. It's too much work. But this is really a building year for you for your future. And everything that you do in a four-year really, it really ties into down the road and in the future of things paying off for you. It's a serious time to get down to business, get down to work in a four-year. So you bring in the 4 months, and now you've just doubled the energy. And when you double the energy of the 4 months, it might be a sense of frustration. You might even get, you know, overwhelmed by the massive amount of work that you have to deal with. It's almost too much. And there's a lot of details and frustrating things, you know, to get the task done. You're having problems finishing things because it's just so much work and there's so many details to be dealt with. And you really are not relaxing or taking the time off to re-energize yourself. It's just constant work for you. So if you're in a four-year, 4 months, it can be a frustrating month. But if you just keep your nose to the grindstone, I assure you that down the road, this is going to pay off big time for you. Now, moving along, if you have a five-year, okay, the five-year usually brings change for you and expansion in your career. An expansion in whatever it is that you're doing. And it's also a time that you really got to be ready for sudden and surprising things to happen. And you really got to be adaptable and very flexible whenever you're in a five-year. It's a really good time if you want to change your job, it's a good time to make a change in a five-year. You know, send out your resumes, do some networking, let people know that you're looking for a new job. It's okay to take a risk whenever you're in a five-year. It's a good time for anything adventurous and anything having to do with traveling. So now we bring in the five personal months. And what happens when you bring in almost too much energy or extra energy? You might have so many changes going on in the month of September that you feel like you're multitasking 24/7 and you're juggling one thing after another. It's kind of like burning the candle at both ends. There's just so much going on. And you really got to be prepared for unexpected surprises to come in, especially in September. So it's been a surprising year all along, but September's going to bring you even some more surprises. So, you know, when you pick up the phone, don't be surprised if somebody's telling you something that brings change into your life. The other thing you got to be really careful of in a five-year, five-person month is overindulgence. You know, keep a lot of moderation and temperance to anything that you do. Don't overindulge anything having to do with the five senses in a five-year, five-person month. Now, I talked about the six-year earlier, so I'm not going to go over that too much, except for in a six-month, a six-personal year, here comes the family. And this is a lot of involvement with families, relationships with family, and a lot of responsibility. In a seven-year, this is a year of intense spiritual growth for you. It's a time of inward growth as well. You might feel as though you're pulling away from others and needing to spend a lot more time alone, a lot more time reflecting upon things. You might even feel a little bit more tired in a seven-month, seven-personal year. You might require a little bit more rest. Even if you're a very outgoing person, you're going to feel a little bit less outgoing, a little bit more withdrawn in a seven-year. This is a time, you know, where a lot of spiritual wisdom comes to you. spiritual growth. You might be a little bit more interested in spiritual philosophy, studying something new. Certainly your intuition is working in high gear in a 7 year. So, you know, it's a very wise sage, I don't know, kind of Yoda sort of energy that comes in with a 7 year. It's a time of growth, but it's spiritual growth. Bring in that 7 personal month and you add it to the 7 personal year. And, you know, if anything is going on with you as far as spiritual growth, you're going to see it and feel it with much more intensity during September, during your 7 months. And so this might be a month for you where you might have more vivid dreams. You might have maybe more clairsentience feelings, gut feelings about stuff. You know, the psychic stuff comes in. And it's just one of those really intuitive months for you. You also, you know, in a 7 personal month, the desire to spend time alone really comes in because you need the time to think about things. So it's okay. It passes at the end of September and you get back to your old self. But it really is a time of inner growth in a 7. Now, moving on to that 8 year, this everyone in 8 year, doesn't matter. You're worried about your finances. It's a year that worry about money and finances. It all takes over. And you may have a lot of issues having to do with finances that come in. You know, the roof needs to be repaired. Unexpected things. You know, money's coming in, but at the same time, you're having these unexpected expenses. But it's a very good time as far in your career for achievement, for recognition, to earn some respect, possibly get promotions. It's a very good time for authority, to be an authority figure. So it's overall, in an 8 year, it is your money year. It's the year that you reap what you've sown. And so if you've done a lot of really hard work in the past 7 years, this is the year it all comes back to you. And if you haven't worked, this is the year where you find out that you didn't put in enough effort. But in the 8, when you bring in that personal month, doubling that energy, you know, certainly concerns with your finances, concerns about your career, and also, you know, a lot of details. All of this comes in a much greater capacity in an 8 personal month. And so, you know, you might find yourself, like, overly concerned. Like, all you think about is you know, your finances and what's happening with you as far as that goes. So that's what goes on with the 8 personal month matching the 8 personal year. And finally, we come up to the 9 personal year. Okay, well, 9 is a time of completion for anyone that's in a 9 personal year. It's where you're finishing up our old business. You're making way for new things that will be coming in the next year, which is the 1. It's a time to let go of things in your life which no longer serve your greatest and highest good. Things that you might have brought into your life in the past 8 years, you might look at them and decide you no longer want them. You may not even need them. You might decide that the job that you're doing really is not fulfilling. It doesn't make you happy. You might decide that you want to change jobs or leave your job. But whatever you're doing, you're kind of like doing a house cleaning in your life, starting over, getting rid of the junk or the stuff in your life that doesn't make sense, doesn't work for you anymore. Now, when you bring in the 9 personal months on top of that 9 personal year, well, you know, for sure, the one thing we always say about a 9 personal year is don't start anything new. You know, this is a year of completion for you. Don't start a new romance. Don't start a new, you know, a business. Don't start a new venture. It's a time to finish things up and get ready for new things, but it's not the time to start them. So when you're in this 9 personal month in September, absolutely don't start anything. Wait until at least, you know, hopefully the beginning of the year. Wait till January to start something. But definitely, like, if you start a romance in a 9 personal month, in a 9 personal year, it'll end by the end of September. It's not going to go anywhere. The time to complete things, not start things. So anyhow, I hope that gives you a little bit of insight as to why September for all of us, it would be somewhat of a much more intense emotional month, and intense as far as whatever's been going on with us for the year. All of a sudden in September, it just seems to get bigger and bigger, and we seem to have a little bit more issues with it. and everything kicks in into a little bit high gear during the month of September, because for all of us, like I said earlier, doesn't matter when you were born, doesn't matter what day, it doesn't matter what month, and it doesn't matter what year, all of us have our personal year number match our personal month number in the month of September. So there you go. Now, if you're listening to this and you didn't call in, and perhaps you would like to know what your personal month number is, or even your personal year number, you can always email me at alynch@ptd.net. I'll spell that out for you. It's alynch@ptd.net. That email address is right there on the homepage for Visible by Numbers. You can email me with your date of birth, and I'll be happy to send you that information in an email and let you know, okay? So, and also, as I said, you know, I say every week, I do even have a couple of people that have emailed me some questions, and maybe I'll get a chance to answer them today. But if any of you are listening and you do want to call in, have me look at your personal year, personal month, or maybe do a mini reading for you, I'm going to give the numbers again before I move on to my next subject. The numbers are USA, call toll-free 1-877-876-5227, and Canada 1-888-810-8322, and I hear we have a caller. Hi, who's calling?
Yeah, hi, this is Nancy calling.
Can you repeat your name again?
Nancy.
Hi, Nancy, how are you?
I'm great. Listen, I'm kind of curious. I'm in a 9 year, and this is a 9 month.
Right.
So, I mean, what do I do this month? I mean, I really want to change jobs, and I just heard what you said about not doing that.
Well, you want to end things, and this is really the time to make those preparations to end it. If you want to change your job or make a change in your life, in a 9 year is really completing. So you may not want to start a new job this month, but certainly you can end the old job this month. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Make the preparation.
Yeah, I don't have another job yet. I'm staying with the one I got right now, but I'm looking.
Well, this would be a good time to get your resume together and start sending out feelers for another job. You just don't want to start a new job in this 9 months.
Okay.
It's okay to end it, to start making preparations to end it. And this would be the year that you would want to change jobs, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So the rest of this year, I should just, when's a good month to make a big move?
You're starting, you could certainly send out your resumes. Next month for you should be a one, I would think. And January would be a really great time for you to start a new job. So you might get hired for the job this year, but you may not actually start it until January.
Oh, that's
good. Circumstances might be as such that you would start it in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, that's great. It'll probably take me some time anyway.
Right. And yeah, take your time to find it. But, okay. You know, once, really this year is about you making up your mind that this is no longer what you want.
That's so true.
I'm not happy. Okay?
That's so true.
So.
Okay, great.
And next year, you know, whatever you start, you're going to find, I'll tell you this much, you'll find the opportunity will come for you. It'll come knocking on your door next month. I mean, next year, in January,
yeah.
This new job will come. You just visualize right now what it is you want. What do you want to do? What will make you happy? You start thinking about that and give it some energy.
Yeah.
And try to draw that new job to you. And new things will come to you next year, for sure.
Terrific. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye. All right, so anyhow, I was given the numbers. In case anybody wanted to call in with a question, be happy to do that. Now, one thing I wanted to just tell you all, you know, sometimes things happen to me in my life, which I think are, you know, signs, some wonderful experiences that I've had. I wanted to tell you that recently, you know, I attended this New Age Expo here in Pennsylvania. I'm from New York, but I live in Pennsylvania. And I didn't go as a participant. I just went as a customer, more or less. I just wanted to check everybody out and see what was going on. It seemed like a great way to spend the day. And I was there for, you know, several hours, and I just wanted to take a break, step outside and enjoy some fresh air. And I happened to observe this young girl, and she was probably in her late teens, and she had her cell phone up to her ear, and she was on the cell phone just talking, you know, mile a minute to her mother, and in her hand she was clutching this printed copy of her numerology report that she had just gotten done inside. And I was didn't mean to overhear her, but she was so excited. She was talking so loud, I couldn't help but overhear what she was saying. And she was telling her mother how accurate the numerology report was. And she kept saying over and over again to herself, you know, to her mom, "Mom, this is me. This explains everything," you know. And I could just see how a light had been turned on in this girl, you know, to actually look at her energy, to embrace herself. And I could just see how excited she was. And I thought it was really, you know, a synchronicity that I happened to be sitting there at that very moment observing this young woman be so happy about her numerology. But it got even weirder because she sat down next to me. And, you know, I was smiling, but she just immediately started talking to me, you know, and I said, "Well, what do you have there?" And she explained to me that she had this numerology printing done, and, you know, we started discussing her numerology chart, and she was telling me, you know, what it had said, and I glanced at it, and I happened to see that she was a 7 life path, and so again, you know, here's the synchronicity, because I'm also a 7 life path, and so to see the joy, the enlightenment that this information had given her, you know, I couldn't help but just sit there and wonder if this would be something that would be change her path or change her life, her being able to get a glimpse into what energy she came in, what her purpose was. Because the 7 energy is wise, old, sage, mystic energy, and definitely people that are born 7s are drawn to the metaphysical. And, you know, I was just sitting there smiling immensely to be witness to this young lady's speaking with her mother and having a chart. I mean, not that I know a lot of you have seen the printed numerology charts, and they do give you a world of information, and they're very good for defining your numbers, and I'm all for that. I don't care how you learn your numerology as long as you know it. It's not what I would consider to be an intuitive reading by any means. It certainly doesn't interpret her energy by any means, but it was a darn good start, and I was just smiling from ear to ear to see the joy on her face, and I just wanted to share that with you. I love the way the universe pats me on my back sometimes and gives me signs, so that's pretty cool. Now, another thing that recently you know, got me smiling. I like to talk about things that make me smile. So I don't know if you all have seen the movie The Secret yet. I had the opportunity to watch it recently. But what was even more interesting to me was my granddaughter and I, we share this little hobby. I give her stones. I give her gemstones, or I give her different rocks. My husband's a geologist, and I'm also very interested in the metaphysical qualities of stones. And Madison is really quite bright about rocks and stones in general. And I always give her a stone whenever she comes to visit me. And I had given her a sunstone. And we decided, she's like 4 and a half, she's a very bright child. We decided that we were going to use our sunstones. We were going to sit on the bed, and we were going to talk about what makes us happy, because the whole purpose of a sunstone is to bring about heartfelt joy and to lift your spirits. And so Maddie and I were sitting on the bed going back and forth about the things that made us happy. And I would say things like I was just so happy that Maddie was there visiting me, and she would tell me that she was happy that there was a litter of puppies outside, which there was. And we went back and forth and back and forth about the things that we were happy about that made us smile and the things we were grateful for in our lives. And we did this for the better part of 4 or 5 days that she was visiting me. Every morning, get out our sunstones, and every morning we would go back and forth with this little game. And it wasn't until later in the week that I sat down and I finally had the opportunity to watch the movie The Secret. And I, for those of you that have seen it, they brought up this gratitude stone. When you have a stone in your pocket and you carry it with you, and when you take it out and put it in every morning or night or whenever, that this stone is to remind you to be grateful for all the blessings in your life and all the things that bring you joy, that bring you happiness, all the wonderful things. And by virtue of carrying that stone in your pocket and taking it in and out, it reminds you to do this every day. And by doing that, you're training your thoughts to go to positive things. Gratitude is a very important component to manifesting good things in your life. And it's a wonderful, wonderful idea, wonderful thing to do. And I was delighted that Maddie and I had, unbeknownst to me, been doing this. And so, you know, I give sunstones to just about everyone that I love or anyone that I know. And because to me, it just, I think we all need to think about the joy in our life. And so, you know, I highly recommend to watch the movie, The Secret, for those of you that haven't seen it. But certainly get a sunstone or get some meaningful something or other that you can carry in your pocket that would remind you to think about the blessings in your life and all the things that are right in your life and positive and good in your life. Because when you start to do that, then you can start to manifest a beautiful, wonderful future. So I just wanted to share that with you as well. And just briefly, for those of you that perhaps don't know about the movie The Secret, I borrowed this information from the website. So I'll just read this real quick for you. The Secret is a groundbreaking feature-length movie. It's unlike anything that's ever been produced before. Dozens of the finest speakers, writers, and philosophers of our time were called upon to create this documentary-style program about the greatest secret of all time, the secret that every tycoon, champion, and achiever has used to become the legends they are, whether or not they even knew they were using it. Presenters included Bob Proctor, Neil Diamond Walsh, Joe Vitale, John Gray, Mike Dooley, produced by Rhonda Byrne of Primetime Production. The Secret DVD is a 90 minutes of truth and inspiration. It really is a masterfully done movie. It's wonderful. And it really talks about manifestation and teaches you how to manifest all good things into your life. And I really recommend and hope that you all check it out. I know it can be bought online. I don't think you can rent it at this point, but it can be bought online. Okay, and I think I have just about enough time. I do have one person that emailed me with a question, and so I'm going to answer this question online. Perhaps they're listening, and if not, they can you know, certainly check it out in the archives. And by the way, the archives are up for Visible by Numbers, so if you've missed the past show, by all means, check them out, and now you can listen at your convenience, okay? Real quick, I had someone that wrote that was listening to the show that we did with Ellen Dodge and kept getting a busy signal and wanted me to give them a little information about their date of birth, which is 2/6/1948. And her name is Connie. So hi, Connie, if you're listening. Connie, it's a three-life path that you have. It's a 30 before it becomes a three. So we have a very intensified three energy here, which tells me that you're a very creative individual, very imaginative, absolutely someone who comes to express themselves, very optimistic and joyful energy. Anything having to do with the arts as far as writing, singing, acting, on stage, anything having to do with expressing yourself and creation, you know, painting, pottery, anything artistic, definitely in this particular life path. You also bring a great deal of joy with you, the ability to uplift others and almost like being a professional cheerleader to the world, making other people feel better about themselves, cheering them on. A wonderful friend energy here in this life path. Definitely very creative. You might have a little bit of trouble with focusing and disciplining this energy because it's so creative, but it's a very joyful, wonderful energy. So it's good to be a three life path. Your birthday number is a six, and so that's telling me again, we've got some more artistic ability that comes in with a six. Specifically, there's some musical ability that comes in with the six, birthday. But you do know how to beautify your surroundings. You know, quite often threes beautify people. You know, a lot of threes can be like makeup artists, clothing designers, or someone who dresses other people professionally. The six gives you a wonderful ability with colors, knowing what colors blend, what colors go together, and certainly wanting to beautify things. I could see you doing things like an interior design or even with this kind of energy. It's very artistic. Three and the six, you combine those two. Very, very artistic energy. So they go very nice together. They blend beautifully. With the six, you also have cosmic energy as far as mother energy, wanting to nurture the world. Very good with children, loving, caring, kind, compassionate, good friend energy. Both three and the six, great friend energy. So you're good with people. Excellent with people. Excellent with children. You'd be a teacher even with the six energy, a nurse, or someone who cares for others. I've got a few minutes. One of your major challenges in life is just being a little bit sensitive, on the sensitive side, oversensitive, maybe too feeling. Sometimes people say things we don't understand exactly what they meant. Maybe we get our feelings hurt when they never intended to hurt us. That's how I perceive being oversensitive. So you've got to keep that in mind, that you actually can be hurt easily. And I will tell you, you're in a seventh year this year, Connie, so a very spiritual year for you. Maybe a year where you might go back to school, you might learn something, or maybe expand your spiritual awareness in a seventh year. The pinnacle that you're in at this point in time is a six. So this would bring in a lot having to do with family, duty and responsibility around you, maybe caring for children, teaching perhaps with children, but there's also family responsibility, caring for them, real, where your energy goes towards caring for them, maybe many mundane, tedious tasks that, you know, a parent might have to take care of others. But it's definitely a time where you're nurturing other people in a very physical way with your energy. So, Connie, I hope that helps you. Thank you for sending in your question. I appreciated it. And anyone else that, if you feel a little strange about calling into the show and you would prefer to email me, I can answer your question on air or email you back with an answer. My email address is on the homepage for Visible by Numbers. And also, as I said, when we're doing the readings here on the show, I can look at your date of birth and give you so much information, which is just a small sampling of what is available to you in a numerology chart. It's a disservice, in a way, to just do that little bit for you because there's so much more there. It holds your past. It holds your future. Numerology is just extraordinary for identifying your talents and your abilities and your challenges in life and your experiences. That your soul sought out in this lifetime. It's a very validating tool, a very healing tool for you to understand yourself, to understand events in your life. And I recommend for everyone to investigate their numerology, whether it's through getting a reading from me. I don't care where you get the reading. Get the reading. Try to understand your energy, because once you understand it, you love it, and that's what it's all about. It's all about loving yourself and loving others. So this is Allison Bachman. Thank you so much for joining me this week. I'll be back again next week with another hour of Visible by Numbers. I wish you all peace, love, and abundance.